This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The nickname the Guardiac Kids is catching on. That's because the Cleveland Guardians are baseball's youngest team, and they never give up, often grinding out wins in the final inning. It's that gritty style of play that's vaulted them to first place in the American League Central Division. IdeaStream Public Media's sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, the Guardians have been defying the odds all season.
Well, nobody picked them to maybe do any better than 500. I think my prediction was 77 and 85. If you remember, early in the year, we did a commentary where everybody was saying they'd be awful, they're the youngest team. And I just said, one thing about this group, Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff in the front office with Terry Francona in the dugout, they're never bad. They don't put a bad product on the field. Let's say they end up with a winning record again, which they're on the way to doing. They'll be 9 times in 10 years a winning record. And they've been in the playoffs 5 times and been in the World Series once. But Amanda, when you in baseball say you're going to take the field, not only with the youngest team in the majors, but your average age is younger than the average Class AAA team. That's the minor league level right below the majors. You know what I'm thinking? How many games do you think they're going to lose? Yeah. What would you say?
At least 100 out of 160.
100? Yeah, they can lose 100. Go 60 and 100. I mean, I went and looked at teams such as Baltimore the last few years, which has tried this young team thing. They finally over 500 now, but they had lost 115, 110, 108. In the last 6 years, the Tigers, who used to be so good, have had one winning season. Yeah. And in the meantime, these guys just keep rolling.
Stephen Kwan, who's been this breakout star, and Andrés Giménez, who's become my favorite player, mm-hmm. that they got in the Francisco Lindor trade, who's just having this all-star season. It's incredible.
It has been. And often, remember, Amanda, 85% of all players go back to the minor leagues at least once. So the fact like Stephen Kwan came up, he had a great April. He had under 200 in May. I figured, well, he's in the 85%. Then he pulled himself together in June, and now he's been flirting with 500 the rest of the year. Giménez last year, remember how he struggled, and he ended up going back to the minors. So it's not easy. They made another trade, brought in Emmanuel Clase, who is just, I think, the most dominant closer I've ever seen in Cleveland. They're not household names, but people around baseball know their names. But what you're seeing, that the talent is happening there. And then there's the style of play, Amanda.
It's like old school.
Old school, the youngest team playing the old style. By that I mean they strike out the fewest amount of times in the American League. And the same thing with the hitting. They brought in a new hitting coach named Chris Valenka. And what this guy did is he stressed making contact. You don't have to hit for a ton of home runs. Cleveland has the second fewest number of home runs in the American League. Usually when you hear that, that means that team is losing a ton of games. Yeah. Not these guys. It starts with Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez does this remarkable thing, which we talked about, signing this well below quote-unquote market extension to stay in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, tells you something, that a player of that caliber probably sees better of what Cleveland does in baseball-wise than the average fan. He don't want to lose 100 games. And he signed that extension. Jose then emerged as the leader of the team. This is how they play, how they run so hard. When I listen and talk to people from other teams playing the Guardians, they go, these guys just are relentless. They're stealing bases. They're running hard to first base. They're breaking up double plays. None of this conversation would be going on unless Jose agreed to that extension.
And you're thinking about, this is the first season with the name change. Yeah. This was a really tough time for the front office to navigate. And it's going in the right direction, at least on the field.
Right. And even if you remember, too, that spring training was messed up because of the labor agreement. And they were coming off a COVID season. And it was just like, what, you know, what's going to happen here? So I think this gives them more solid footing.
This is a fun team. I'm enjoying watching every single game.
It's funny because a lot of the gloom and doom types that have been mad about the name change and mad about the budget, mad about this, they don't know what to write me now to complain about, other than, I got one the other day, well, they should bunt more. They're down to that.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.